you put that on your sheets.
It's fine.
It's not.
It is.
As soon as that thing tip over, now we got a hole in our thing. Remember when you did that in your car?
Oh my God.
Ago, but remember.
I haven't seen the hole in so long because I got seat covers. I was so hurt. I burned a whole ass hole in my seat.
It's me thinking it's going to be this big ass hole. I was like, Kim, that's it. It was so tiny.
But it was my brand new car. Your new car was used. But it was my new car. I'm so upset.
Kim, when you bought that car, what year? That was 2017. You got it? What year did we start working from home?
2018.
Okay. I about told somebody we started working home 2017.
You went home in July. I went home in August. Because you was mad we didn't ride off into the sunset together. Girl, you talking about, you just go home? I'm like, no. Because I would have to go to my parents' house. Where am I set up at? In the dining room?
Yes.
No.
It would have been so temporary. It would have been like 5 minutes.
No. Oh my gosh. I can't.
We were supposed to leave together.
I can't even
imagine.
And
she held off.
Because I held off because I was about to move. Why go work from home when you're going to have to just pack up all that shit and move it right to the south side? You just made, what difference did it make? You had like, we literally holding hands going home. We was going to go to do different places.
That would be
places.
So cute.
Could
anyway. Have been a whole post.
I did feel lonely by the time everybody...
Hello.
It was like me, Alisa, and Dee.
And Ashley was like the only other one in there too, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so... Yeah. And Ashley was on the other side, so it was so lonely.
Think about how I live in there now.
But it was quiet. And now we're home.
Did our job, when COVID hit, did they make everybody go home at one point? Or no?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Because I don't seem like Alisa ever left the
office. It don't
so
at all.
Maybe
at
that wasn't
all.
A thing.
So
they could have.
They
but
definitely
again,
could have.
You got letters and stuff.
When, listen, when COVID hit, the way I was so grateful that we were already at home, we didn't have to make no transition in a hurry or nothing like that. We were already
we didn't
at
get
the house.
Fired or, you know, none of that. Shit there. Because true, our job, we deal with hospital shit. People gonna always have to go to the
people
hospital.
People gonna always need to go to the hospital. But the way they was doing pandemic, listen, they was creeping up on I was just like, are they gonna... Because the way 70% of your check is generous, that's more than what most companies were doing. Because a lot of companies were just like, okay, well, see you later. But that still was not gonna pay my bills. I don't know about you, but 70% of my salary, I'm homeless.
Shut your
mouth. I can really do with that.
I be thinking about it. Because remember in the beginning stages of our podcast, we talk about like saving and life things.
We did.
Can I tell you my savings is trash?
No.
I'm quite honest with y'all. Like if I lost my job tomorrow, bitch.
What happened
whoa,
to your savings?
Your girl gonna be out here selling pussy or something. Oh. What would I do?
What'd you do with your savings?
Like, I don't say what I did with them, but it's more so like when I finally get it to a good place, I end up spending it. Or, you know, transfer savings to checking type shit.
Me. I can tell you what I spend my savings on.
What?
I'm not going to tell y'all. I could tell you.
You were looking at me as if like, please ask me what.
I could tell you. But
I just
want
to do better. I really do.
I ain't gonna lie. The stimmy, that helped me a little bit. Definitely helped my savings a little bit.
It helped me in the beginning. And then tax season, like all of that helped.
It did.
But then, you know,
oh my God, tax season. I forgot about that. That when I tell you, I forgot about that because that return came and went. I got it. And then I spent it on like teeth or something like that. I had to get like something done to my teeth.
And I had to swipe my credit card when I did my teeth the other day.
No.
Which is why I'm like, when I tell you, Kim, I have not missed a beat with my teeth since my last fill-ins. I was like, I'm not giving people no more money. $172 on my credit card. And my credit score had just went up because I finally got my utilization down. And of course I had to swipe $172. So I'm like, I got to pay this off before, you know, they report it again and my score go back to what it was. You know, and what I was explaining to Kayla, because she was talking to me about her credit score and stuff. And I was like, personally, the whole credit thing for me, like, I'm not too bothered by it going up or, like, down or anything. Because everything that I would need good credit for,
I already have. Right.
So if it goes down, I'm like, okay, whatever. I ain't like I'm trying to go buy a new house right now or a new car right now.
Right.
But it'll be nice to see myself in the 700 Club as a personal little goal or gift to myself.
Yeah. So you've been talking about that for a long time, I feel like.
The 700
Club.
I finally hit 691, I think,
y'all. Oh, you can't see? You're super close.
I'm so close. That's what I said for me to have to use my card again. I'm like, man, come on. Fuck.
Listen, the way I got one of my credit cards down to $20, Mo, I'm so ready to pay this card. I would do a
praise
dance.
That just made me so happy. I wish I would have seen the way I just smiled at Kim. I'm like, $20?
I would do a praise dance when I pay this card out. Now, the other card, like 100 some odd, but we're not going to talk about that. But this card, I've never, since I've gotten it, it has never been at zero. Never. I have always had a balance on it. So, and that's been, what, four, I got the card 4 years ago.
the only card that I would accept having, like, I guess would be considered a high balance with my Home Depot card, because that'd be like real ass shit.
Oh, yeah, that'd be like home stuff.
It's like house ass shit. Like, if I spend money on this, because, like, I need a new garbage disposal at one point. Like, right. I need house shit. I can't, so I can't necessarily fight with my Home Depot card.
That's how I feel about my Ulta card.
But Best Buy and, like, this regular little credit card I got.
I forgot you got that Best Buy card. Why do you have a Best Buy card? That is dangerous.
If that stuff goes up high, it's like, girl, you out here, you was playing games.
You was playing games, because you in here buying iPads and watches and things.
You know, just things.
Listen, I do.
I think
too.
The next time I swipe my Best Buy card will most likely be around Black Friday, assuming I don't have the money, you know, saved up or my own hand. I really just want an Apple Watch.
Yeah,
that's the only thing
deserve.
I've been thinking about. I've been out of Apple Watch for about at least 2 months now.
I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice you weren't wearing a watch. She's telling me all the time, Monique, you always wear your Apple Watch. I'm like, yeah, like that's my
How did I not notice you wasn't wearing your Apple Watch? I don't know.
I don't have on my Pandora bracelet anymore.
You was probably showering with that damn watch on.
It was
time
a
you
one,
take it off?
So it wasn't, you know, the water resistant. So I would have.
Well, this time we get one.
Now, it's never come. I'm going to have a tan line on my wrist.
Literally. Oh, Apple Watch.
I've been over here naked. My wrist is naked.
You are.
Somebody ice me out, please.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You wasn't even a watch wearer before the Apple Watch, were you?
I did wear like little watches.
Oh, you did? Okay, I did too.
I used to want a Michael Kors watch really bad.
Me too.
Everybody like that.
I got one though.
What season or year was that when everybody was wearing Michael Kors?
Whenever Nicki Minaj said it.
Man. Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors.
Is that 2012? Oh my God. I forget. Ass. I feel like it was 2012 because I remember the glasses I had at the time.
And then it's like, what happened to Michael Kors? Because again,
they still sell it in belt. What
they,
you mean?
They do, but I'm saying like what the hype behind it. Like when did it become the? Ugh,
I don't
we're
know.
Not doing
but
that
you
no
know
more.
What I've noticed when it feels like when Black people flock to something, we always think it's like less than when we start to get put onto it. Does that make sense? I feel like when the hype goes around it, it's like, oh, I don't want to wear Michael Kors because all y'all other hoes wearing it. It kind of gets into that territory.
You know, I told you did that in high school,
who?
Ron.
Oh, big money.
I hope you listened to him because I will never forget. Because he was one of the first few to wear like what was it, like AirPods to Bitch and Hollister.
Yeah.
So of course when everybody else started to wear, you know, it trickled. It was like AirPods, then it kind of changed to Hollister. Then it went to
the way we used to talk so bad about AirPods. What happened? We was all wearing this just a year ago,
and now it was. It wasn't the thing anymore.
And then it turned into, I was like, wow, you see how we do just that quick? Listen, really? Another example. I'm sorry. I'm not going to call out on me.
Calling y'all out, period.
Because I remember one time for his birthday, he was like, I wanted to go, I think either Jamaica or the Bahamas, one of those. He's like, I want to go there, but everybody be going there. I don't want to go there. So I'm like,
it's a destination. Like,
I was like, have you been? No. I'm sorry. So you're telling me you've not even been talking about, I want to go to everybody be going there. You've not even been yourself. What are you talking about?
I can get if you'd have been there a couple times. You're like, you know what? I don't want to go to the mall. You know, everybody always trying to go type thing. You haven't even been. It's a reason why everybody's going.
Exactly. I'm like, if you had been a couple times, I could see you being like, oh, you know, I'll
over
pass.
It. I've done it there. I've done it.
But you ain't even been.
Well, we had to rerun that real quick. But sorry, y'all. Well, low key, I kind of want to go to Hollister now and get me a Hollister shirt just because the nostalgia behind it. Like, I miss that.
Definitely.
God.
So I just feel like that's what happened to Michael Kors.
Can we do that, Kim?
Can we?
We're going to get us some Hollister. You want to do Hollister or Abercrombie or what? What do you want to do?
I want to do Hollister because that was like really my thing back in the day.
I had a Juicy Couture necklace.
I never actually graduated. Did I ever have Abercrombie and Fitch?
I didn't. I never graduated.
It's somebody else. It's Aeropostale, Hollister, Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle. I never did American Eagle. That's who it was.
Hey, remember who told us they had the Abercrombie and Fitch jeans? I always asked her about her pants.
Who?
She said, a Whipple.
Oh, yeah.
It was her. And she was like, yeah, I get a Abercrombie and Fitch. I'm like, really?
First of all, I haven't been able to fit in them jeans since high school. So
you know, me and her, we're pretty much short. So, you know, I've always had a struggle with my pants. So I always loved her pants on her. I'm like, please tell me when you get your pants. I'm walking away tired. I want my drink.
Some podcaster, y'all. She done walked away from the mic. Listen, these clear cups, I'm very much into it. Do you have a coaster?
Well, I'm gonna grab the candles.
You actually, that's not even a candle, that's something in there.
But, okay.
You can set that on top, though. Yeah.
Why not? Whatever. Anyway. But yeah, McDonald's trying to get bougie with these cups.
They are.
I didn't even realize the transition.
Very much into it.
First of all, I feel like, that's supposed to be like a medium, right?
I think so, yes. Yeah, that's okay. What it was.
I did get a combo. So that's why I said, wait a minute, I know that's not a large.
No.
I was like, they're trying to play us.
Ooh, a large one like that? I just love something about
it. Do you think they have I don't believe they transition.
They probably don't.
They out cups. They ain't get no truck.
Because they do say in the cafe on the
cup. Because of COVID. Because usually when you see the clear cups, it's because it's like a smoothie or a cafe drink. Right. So when I see it, I don't get to, you know, like, oh, y'all ran out of cups, huh?
So that's really what's happening. It's me thinking they're making before, a switch.
That's why I ain't think nothing of it. Girl, McDonald's don't give a fuck about us.
Don't listen to me.
Oh, that's why it says McCafe. Yes, Kim. It's a smoothie cup.
I haven't ordered that from there in so long. We used to, every time we would like leave school or Tara would come get us for whatever reason, we would like go get a McCafe. Oh, so good. Or a McFrappe, that's what it was. What are we talking about?
I forgot just that quick. I walked out and like my mind just went blank.
We're talking about jeans.
Hollister, me and Kim will get us some Hollister outfits. Matching?
Yes. Oh, Hollister outfits. Whole outfit?
Kaka would be so jealous if we got matching outfits. Please do it with me. Not to make her jealous, cause... but like, you would be her to the punch. I've been trying to get her to do it for so long.
Oh, she won't do it with you?
Not that she don't. We just have never got it together.
Oh. I thought y'all was matching for the concert y'all went to.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. She had on like Adidas and I had on whatever the fuck. I had on like a jumper and a 90s
you
baby
did,
shirt.
You yeah. Did.
Oh. You my head on whatever the fuck.
You know, I'm gonna try to get her to match with me forever. You are so corny. Why are you like this?
I just want to be this.
No, you.
And you know, my matching is literally head to toe. Everything is the same. But I'm trying to give y'all a little wiggle room. And you know, if I wear red, you can wear black, like type thing. Same idea, but just a different color. I'm trying to be nice because I really want to be like completely matching.
You want to be? That's what
I
want
to match me head to toe.
Why? What is wrong with you?
It's so cute. We are grown women.
What are you talking about?
Now, Kim, mark my words. Everybody gonna start matching. And I'm gonna be like, you hoes, we had our moment and y'all snatched it from me.
First of all, matching is not even original. Secondly, we are grown.
But like you said, we're grown and nobody's doing it.
What are you doing?
So we need to bust out and hurry up. Watch. Y'all mark my words right now. If I pop out matching with either Kim or Kaka, everybody gonna be matching with their best friends. I'm not saying I'm just a trendsetting ass bitch, but it will unlock an idea in a lot of people's heads.
It feels like that's what you're saying. It feels like you're giving very much influencer vibes.
It's going to just give everybody a little idea.
I really wish we was recording this on Mean Girls Day. That is my movie.
Yesterday was Family Day and Mean Girls Day, and I didn't do a quote or a post for anyone. I feel I'm a sucky person.
On Wednesdays, we were pink.
I really wish I took graduation photos at FAMU.
Oh, you didn't. Why didn't you? Because you're
poor.
Oh. I feel that.
So how much people managed it? Okay, but I just didn't.
So it must have been because I mean, FAMU is just the backdrop. Like, it's lots of people taking pictures there, right?
Right.
So did you just not find anybody who was like?
I wasn't really like on it. Like I could have been. Like I knew plenty of people. I feel like I could have went to get it done. It could have gotten done. I wasn't on though.
Yeah. Oh, because I love. Listen, y'all love seeing y'all FAMU pictures.
You took your pictures at school.
I did not. I did not take any pictures.
Was that a big thing? Not barely about to what?
Graduate. Like walk. In terms of like, what are you talking about? You're gonna do it.
You really didn't want to go back and walk.
I didn't. Go back, what you mean? I was already there.
Oh, I thought you'd been like you was home. I was like, you know, I'm probably.
No, I was there. I was home. And didn't want
to
walk.
I was home. I had to go back to Tallahassee to walk.
Yeah.
I was already working. Thank you, God. Hate the job, but at least had one. I still can't believe
that. So how long were you working that job before you switched over to the job we do now?
I think I started, when I graduated, August 2016. I started that job maybe June or July 2016. So I got the job with us in April of 2017.
Oh, so almost a year.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hated it. What I was telling the guy last time, I was like, I hated that job so bad, but I was so good at it. You ever had something like that?
No.
You hated doing it, but you were so good. People were always, you were getting a lot of recognition for it. They knew I was great.
Oh.
I was great.
You was?
I was great.
What about that job? Like, what about you made you good at that job?
Because I had the background, like the actual degree in it.
Oh.
And everybody else was kind of like, they just kind of stumbled upon it.
Oh.
So I could look at things a lot differently.
Yeah,
and
I'm a stumble upon her.
Yeah. So imagine somebody who never had any medical record or medical history background.
I'm in the room across. Doing the same job. Weeping my eyes out because I hate it here. It's not what I came to do.
Now, see, our job, I definitely walked in blind and had no idea. But that job, completely different ballgame.
Cool.
I went to school for health.
So, wait a minute. So you was good at it because you had information in it, but you hated it.
I hated it because of the phone calls.
Oh, okay.
If I was just doing the job itself, yeah, minus the phone cool. calls, I'll still be there.
I've noticed that with people. It's always, because I think Ron was saying that to me. He was like, I don't got to deal with people, because he was talking about working overtime and how he hates doing it, but it's not as bad because he don't have to deal with people. He don't have to talk to people. Mm. You know how we feel about our specific job and how it's the bee's knees because we don't have to talk to anybody.
Like, I just go in here and get my accounts and I work. Like, that's the dream. Nobody's really bothering me except here and there, you know, because of course.
It's sometimes
things are going to come up, right? Like, but as far as customers go, none of that.
Talking to people all day?
None of that.
Not even by, like, email.
And even on top of that, like, even if we had to communicate with someone, it's on our terms. If I got to call somebody at Blue
Cross, it is.
It's because I'm picking up the phone like, hey.
I need something.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't because Blue Cross called me. Not like,
hey, gotta let you know though. And honestly, thank you, I'm going to have to put this out, but the way I do not be answering phone calls when I get
because why are y'all calling me? Fuck y'all.
First of all, they calling us because it's our goddamn number on the fucking letter. That's what
calling
us.
Listen, you're not calling me about a check number. That's I don't need you to call about a lie. Who's following up on this account? Put their number. Because that's really their business.
It is.
I think the collectors would be so appreciative to know that they would get the follow-up because it would kind of help them. Because,
listen, the amount of information, the one couple of times I do answer them phone calls, they be telling me some valuable stuff. I'd be like, oh, really? For real? So if the next person got that call, I'm sure that would be
Listen, I couldn't tell you who the call is supposed to go to, so I guess I try to leave that alone. Battle we can't win.
Because we don't, like...
My phone calls been so random. I feel like it'd be, like, toll-free. No, I feel like it'd be feeling, like, randomness calling me.
I guess they call it from call centers, I'm sure. Because when we call, what comes up? The 2000 number. It's not even our direct number.
Like, just, like, a regular-looking-ass number. But I feel like with us, on my end, I'm like, what is that? Oh, no.
Can there be names that pop up?
Sometimes, but I feel like that's because people in the office, maybe. But even still, I'm like...
But it'd be outside numbers. I'd be looking at the numbers, and it don't even be numbers inside HC.
All in all, your girl just don't answer the phone, so... You trying to call my
line?
Listen,
give
they
it told
up.
Us.
So y'all don't want me to ever leave this job. Thanks. Appreciate y'all.
Because that was honestly so tedious. Making calls?
Just because something... What was the amount? Over 10,000? Over 10K?
And let it be $10,001. You gotta
go. I'm gonna have to try to find anything any kind of else PR, wrong.
Something that's denied that I can write off. Anything.
Anything. Okay, suggest me. I need something. Now they take it. Oh, okay. Now we're just talking about our job. Yes. Y'all don't work with us. Y'all don't care. Sorry. I wanted Kim to talk about the whole Tory Lanez thing, but you know, we're not really a fan. I'm not a fan of Tory Lanez. What's a popular song? I still don't even know.
Is I wasn't either prior to this. I was like, some songs, like I knew he could rap, and some of his songs, I think. Honestly, that's not even true. Because I don't think I like a single Tory Lanez.
That's not the guy to be like, don't.
No, that's Bryson Tiller.
Oh, shit,
that's
sorry.
The thing.
See,
it's Tory Lanez. You're going to have that deal one. Just.
That's him?
Yes, that's Tory Lanez. And I hate that
How
song.
How old is that song?
Exactly. It's a couple of years old at this point. I think it came out in, 2015? I don't even. Oh, God. Your guess is as good as mine.
Wow.
So I was never a fan of him to start. Again, I knew that he could rap. Wasn't really a fan of his singing voice. But after you shot Megan, I have nothing to
say. Wait. The point allegedly, or you think, did they like actually admit it to? Like, Kim, don't look at me like this. You didn't say allegedly, so now I'm like, oh, so he actually did it? Don't get me wrong.
What I'm thinking
a gun went off and somebody pulled the trigger. Tory don't get me wrong.
Tory, I'm sure it's not disputed that he fired his weapon that
gotcha.
Day. It's also not disputed that Megan was shot in her foot. So when you put those two things together.
She was definitely shot. Was it on purpose? Was it an accident?
We'll throw an allegedly in there, but I think it's a common knowledge that he shot her.
I meant it so to say it wasn't on purpose or was it like accidental?
Oh, I have no
That's
idea.
That's what I meant.
I have no idea.
He could have killed her.
He could have. So the situation, and I just also, even if you didn't shoot her on purpose, the way you acted after is like real stink. So again, I just don't have nothing to say.
You made a whole album about it. It's like what Usher did, Confessions.
And Usher will tell you to this day that like, that's not his life. We won't believe him, but he was saying like Jermaine Dupri wrote that shit about him.
What?
Yeah.
You know I ain't know that.
Usher said Confessions ain't even about him.
Usher, please. Anyway, now I'm mad. Right. Now I'm thinking about this shit. Hold on. What you mean?
A confession.
You could tell me he wasn't talking about him and Chili. And
we all thought he was talking about him and Chili. No, that makes sense. Usher. He is not. Even Chili said, remember when Chili had her reality show? And I think she had mentioned it on there.
What'd she say?
Or maybe she mentioned it in an interview, like, he wasn't talking about me. He never cheated on me.
Really?
Yes.
Damn it.
I'm pretty sure.
We all came up with this scenario in our head based on that whole goddamn album.
And it's about
And it's not even about. Why would you even agree to do something? Would you do a project like that?
Bitch, yes, because hello, we still talking about it.
That's true. That's true.
He's saying the fuck out of that. Jermaine Dupri couldn't have saying it like that.
Damn.
He's what? What's your favorite song of Confession?
I don't know that whole album.
Oh.
Get it back.
Don't hurt my heart like that.
What's your favorite Usher song?
That's a good question.
Ooh, I don't want to say I got to think about it, but.
Superstar just comes
up. What was people say? Superstar versus what? Can You Handle It?
Oh,
or one of them songs. They were putting it up against Superstar. I said Superstar.
The only
honestly.
Thing I can think about
I will be your groupie, baby.
Where is that damn tweet at? Because it was so funny.
I think they was like, did y'all choose Superstar or Can You Handle It?
This shit say, what Chris Brown gonna play when Usher plays Superstar? It don't matter what he play because he lost. Fuck out of here.
They were really putting them two up against each other.
Bitch, please. It don't matter what he played.
I ain't gonna lie. I like Chris Brown. I've always liked Chris Brown. Even after the whole Rihanna thing, I still was never a I hate Chris Brown type of gal.
I feel that.
I've always loved Chris Brown.
Chris Brown is talented. That's the problem about a lot of these men is that they're very talented. Chris Brown is extremely talented.
I don't ever recall myself being like, oh my God, he did it to her. I hate him. I'm never gonna listen. I was never that girl. I'm sorry. I just never was. I loved him so bad.
Oh. See, I was indifferent. I liked him. I didn't love him. So when he did that, I was like, oh, fuck you. I don't even know. I don't even think I was that enlightened at the time. I was just like, oh, that's bad.
That's fucked up. Yeah. All right. But let me go play my album.
But did I listen to Chris Brown after? I don't know. That was in 2009. So he was in his wall-to-wall era. Did Take You Down come out after
Ooh,
that?
Ooh, that was old. That's an oldie. Okay, I thought it was like old.
See, that's how little I like remember about Chris Brown's career during that time. Because I think I just stopped.
I fell off of Chris Brown. We came up with that album that had like so many songs on it that one time.
Do you remember that? That was recent, though.
That
right?
was recent. But that was by the time I fell off of Chris Brown.
Oh.
So his new stuff, I'm not really too familiar with at all. Unless it's something that they play like on the radio type shit.
When was Look At Me Now?
Look At Me Now. Were we in high school?
I'm sorry. I only know his singles. I didn't follow. And honestly, I feel the same way about Rihanna.
I kind of wish I would. Listen, I didn't come be a Rihanna fan until I went to her concert. Anti, pretty much around that same time.
I'm ashamed to say that.
I didn't listen to Anti until after I went to the concert.
What?
Yeah.
You went to the concert? Who you went to the concert with?
Remember, I got for free.
Oh! Oh, okay. That's a good excuse.
So literally sitting at Rihanna concert, we in the second row, y'all. I don't know none of these songs, but I had the best time so much so that I went and listened to the whole album and Rihanna fan.
Chelsea used to be, or still is, a huge, that's how I knew any of her music at all.
But I knew her older stuff, like when she had red hair, like that whole phase in the album. Like, I remember that shit. Like, don't get me wrong.
Was, you know, feeling Drake.
I did like Rihanna.
Ooh, Fire Engine red hair. Rihanna was so, Rihanna. That was a whole moment, bitch. I was very into Shortcut, Take a Bow, that Shortcut she had. I was very into that Rihanna.
I could download that whole album. Oh, Rihanna. But
Anti is the first album I sat down and actually like listened to. I was not a fan.
I listened to that like my whole pregnancy. That's I wonder if I play shit. It now with Camille, I'd be like, this.
I remember this.
Seems familiar.
In Utero, listening to Anti, bouncing to Consideration.
I'm really tripping out that I don't know none of Tory Lanez stuff.
No. Again, it was hard for me to truly latch on to him because I was never a fan to begin with. Like, it's easy for me to write people off if I wasn't a fan of yours to start. So I'm just like,
In fact, y'all were like dating. I didn't know they were like really dating.
Who knew? Right. Again. Who knew?
And they say he was dating the best friend, the one who was in the car with them as well. Like, they dated before too. So I was like, this is weird. Not to say that they were just so madly in love with each other, but Kim, you gonna hang with me and the nigga that you used to date, and now the nigga that I'm dating now, we're gonna all just still roll together. It's weird.
Very much. I don't know.
We talked about that on the podcast before, didn't we?
Friends, you was very, yeah,
was
she
like,
was very.
I'm not doing that shit. And I don't want anybody to do that shit to me. I'm never going to let y'all think that shit is okay. Ever, not
okay,
ever.
Okay, but you've dated lots of people, so like, we can't have none of them?
Me and you, it would be like, first of all, because we just met. So if had me and you dated someone who was the same.
Oh, it can't be a person that we both knew in the past.
But if like, as of right now, once I met you and I like know who you've dated, I don't see, there's no reason for me to date anybody that you've dated since I've known you.
Okay, yeah.
If somebody you dated in high school, I didn't know you in high school. Right. We, you know,
okay,
small
so
world.
Somebody that before we knew each other.
Right.
We cannot both
I can't
know this person.
Say nothing about that. Let me find out you dated one of my exes back in the day. I'm like, Kim, first of all. Look, I'm still have questions. But I can't be mad.
Impossible.
Y'all, Kim has an ex, and when I first met her, and I was kind of scared for her to show him to me because, I, you know, small world. I was just so afraid for her to show me. But of course, it was somebody I didn't know. So, not trying to push her.
Praise Jesus.
I'd be so scared.
Girl, the way if I would, oh God, the way I would have reacted if you had been like, and I know him, I'd have been like, huh?
Oh my God.
And now we can't be friends.
Recently, there was a guy who I was talking to him in my inbox, you know, gave him my number. We've been talking. It took me so long to finally show him to Kayla. Finally show him to her. And she's like, girl, he was just writing me the other day. And I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. That's the stuff I'd be afraid of. So that's why I'd be so eager to show my friends who I'm talking to, just so one, I can get tea, if anything. Or two, y'all know, like, well, with the outfits together, like tea, get the tea on the person.
Yeah.
I rolled my eyes so hard. Not that I was just so head over heels over the guy or nothing, but it was just but still, wow.
What?
Great.
Oh, hey, how you doing, beautiful? You write that to 50 different bitches in your
messages. So she shows me the messages. And, you know, he one of those, hey, love, how you doing, love type of guy. So you're using love as a cover up because you can't remember everybody's fucking name.
What was that thing you reposted? Because I felt the same way. Oh, niggas think they apply that MF impression when they text you what you're doing every day. I will actually block you. Somebody was in the comments and was like, good morning, beautiful. That'll get you blocked.
Hey, love, how you doing? It's just,
if that's all you texted me, that'll get you blocked.
It was just, she showed me her text messages from him, which was pretty fairly recent. And he, of course, hey, love. Love, how you doing? What you doing, love? And it's like, this is like the same conversation I'm looking down at on my phone. And I'm just like, great. Again, not that I was head over heels over the guy, but it's people, like, great.
That's what they'll say, though. How else am I supposed to meet people? You gonna peddle the same line to every, and see who takes the bait?
If you're talking to 50 different bitches, you probably send them all the same. Might as well send it all at once. Hey, love. What you doing? I guess.
Remember when you sent group text messages and you used to actually go out individually to each person?
Can we still do that?
No. That's not a thing.
If you turn off group messaging, I think you can.
Oh, really? So they'll send.
So if I do put like 50 people in my thing and I send out, hey, and turn off your group messaging, I think it'll all go out separately. But don't quote me on that.
The way we are always trying to find out something new about these
phones. It got
to
be a way. Because ain't no way I'm going to text 50 people good morning. I could just do it all at once if I turn off the group messaging.
It was a long time ago on Twitter. This guy thought that it was like that. That you could that's what it used to be called. Sending a mass text. And it was a group text. And they were like, oh, this is interesting.
And you can see everybody like who's in the girls. Group. Yes. So just imagine you got one of them girls' numbers saved. So now you got this big-ass message from this guy you talked to. You see, like, Kim, Kayla.
Okay.
And it's like, whoa, bitch. What's happening? And the whole message like, good morning, love. You know, hello, beautiful.
Something that's clearly supposed to be meant for one person.
And now I can see everybody who you sent it to. That's embarrassing.
Very much.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to turn off group messages just to see if I can do that.
Yeah, please. Because I want to see if that works.
First of all, where's the new iPhone? What's the D? What's the deal? Because it's either get a new phone or I'm going to end up having to, not having to, but pay this one off.
Oh, yeah. So you don't want, you have no intention of like paying any of these phones off.
Only because they keep coming out with new shit.
So you're just going to fall right into the trap.
Yeah. As long as my bill stays like low as it is, I'll be fine.
How much is it?
It's like 40 for the phone, 40 for the bill. So it's like $84.03 is like my monthly phone bill.
Okay, that's not too bad. Mine was in the 100s and I was over it.
Yeah, I feel you.
Quite over
it. So just imagine if I didn't have to pay for the phone. Of course, it'd be 40-something-ish, 40-50-something-ish, you know? Yeah. That's a dream.
Yeah, look at
I like new shit. You might as well. Should it go down if you get on here?
It would. Y'all got who? T-Mobile?
Sprint. You're not going to leave Verizon.
You right.
It's a silence. It's like, yeah, she ain't coming. She ain't gonna do that shit.
Because I have always. Sprint just merged with T-Mobile. Am I making that up?
Somebody no, they
just
did.
Merged with T-Mobile. Ooh. Okay. Well, has anything changed for y'all?
Not that I can tell. They told me, so when I told you I Sprint, they won't let you be on the phone and like surfing the web at the same time. Apparently, there's a way that you can switch that off. And it depends on the area that you're in.
Oh, absolutely not. But
that's a thing.
Verizon would never do me like that.
AT&T never did us like that. So when I switched to Sprint, I'm like, what you mean? Like, I thought someone wrote my phone. I'm like, why can't I browse? They're like, oh, you can't do both. Why the fuck?
It's 20. I wish I would. I remember you mentioning that to me and me saying this exact same thing. It's 2020.
It's 2020.
What the fuck are you talking about? I can't browse and be on the phone. That's like, is it 2002?
I can't text and talk at the same time. That's like, pretty much what you're telling me.
What? Because
when I think about it, you technically you can't text and talk at the same time if you're not on Wi-Fi. You see what I'm saying?
What?
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
I'm so.
What's the logic behind it? Are we saving data? Like,
and you know what? The reason I've always had like a thing against Sprint is because for a long time my parents had Sprint for damn near all my life, and they never got service in our house. Like they, my daddy. Oh my god! First of all, black man, so shouting at the top of his lungs. Holding the phone all up here, like just trying to get service, and I'm like, y'all can't even get service on your cell phones in your home,
in the comfort of your own home,
which
why
is where
struggling?
You are most of the time. Like, what is going on? So I was just like, Sprint can go, and I've only ever had two people: Boost Mobile back in the day. I was chirping, and Verizon.
Our first phone, even back in like middle school, was like it was on Sprint. I remember, and then of course we went Metro, and then went to
Metro.
Wait, I don't know about the Sprint and then AT&T and then back to Sprint to me. Life. It's so funny.
It is. I miss chirping.
Really?
I do.
They found an app for that.
Oh my God, it probably is. Turn your phone into a walkie-talkie.
There's definitely a walkie-talkie app. Most definitely. That used to be a thing. Like, was it like to save like money on like, because it didn't count as like a text or anything.
I have
just, like,
no idea what that shit was about. What was it really about? And you can only do it with other devices. So it was like,
it was just something different. Because you couldn't chirp someone who clearly didn't have a chirp phone. So what was the thing about Sidekicks? Is it because they had the little keyboard?
Yeah, the QWERTY.
Okay.
Always got it. I wanted a Sidekick. So it was so many phones. Every time I talk about phones, I just think about all the phones in the past that I was dying to have.
And a razor. Wanted that so bad. Nobody loved me.
A chocolate phone. I used to love the commercials. Remember they used to be, it'd be like in a factory and they'd be producing them? I used to love that commercial.
What else are we talking about? I forgot. Damn it. The tattoo. Let's go ahead and talk about Kim's tattoo.
Oh, I just got a new matching tattoo with my bestie. It was so funny because after the guy did it, he was like, you guys are best friends forever now.
Right.
And I love it so much because it's a quote from Toy Story. And you know, because I feel like I talk about it a lot, I'm obsessed with Toy Story. And he is too. So we just got, what is this? A quote from Bo Peep. So she's in the, what does he say? Because I know the whole ass line. I like went to go searching and everything.
When she was talking to Woody.
She was talking, flirting with Woody. They was being fast. Oh, what do you say? I get someone else to watch the sheep tonight.
Being grown.
But he was like, okay, cool. And she was like, and remember, I'm just a couple of blocks away. And that is just my favorite fucking quote.
And just think, as kids, like, we didn't catch that at all. But our parents probably shot their head at the TV like, what is happening?
And she was talking about little ABC blocks, which sent me.
What?
She
was so, she was a couple like, blocks away.
Yeah. Because they live in the same room.
Oh, my like, God.
Don't go anywhere.
No, but she was Molly's toy. So it's kind of like, that's why I was like, a couple blocks. So I thought she meant she had to go down the hallway or something.
That's true. She didn't live in that room.
She didn't.
But Andy used to be playing with her. She was in the opening scene.
Her fast ass was just in there. No, I'm just kidding. No, he used to use her as like the damsel in distress. He did. It's me talking about her fast ass was just in there. But
because there wasn't no Barbie at the time. They needed a lady.
She was Molly's toy.
She was. Molly gave her ass away. I was like,
yeah. Ooh. And I think about all the toys that I was like, yeah, you can get that. Get that away. I used to have a thing like certain toys, if I didn't let them sleep on the bed with me, I would feel bad for them.
Oh.
I used to be that kid.
Gosh. You know what? It's funny, but it's an early sign of empathy. That you, like, really feel bad for these inanimate objects. I'm like,
oh, God. Oh, let me get out this toy.
She told me, she's probably going to kill me for telling people this, but she told me she's trying to catch her toys talking.
Catch a toy?
She's trying to, like, run back into the room and, like, catch them in the act.
Andy's coming.
You know what I used to think? If they didn't fall exactly where they were, wouldn't Andy be suspicious?
Kids don't be paying attention.
You're right.
An adult, I know I put my cup on the right side of this table. I come back and it's on the left. Wait a minute. Right.
Because when she stepped on them army men and just slid them hoes to the side, I thought I told them to pick these up. Oh my God.
Those poor army men.
Okay, because they're so tiny. And I remember him saying, he was like, the army men are the first to go. When she was talking garage sales.
Get the fuck out. Army men and Legos. Gotta get the fuck. It'd be the Happy Meal toys for me, too. I'd
listen, I've seen a post and somebody was like, I'm the mom and just be throwing my kids' toys out. Like, why y'all doing these babies like this?
Throw them out. Low-key, them kids don't be paying attention.
They really don't, because they used to be me. My Kiana and Kamaya's toy box used to be in my room. I was so happy when they stopped playing with toys.
So are you done with tattoos? Are we going to get more? What you think?
I don't know. It comes up. Well, no, because I told Kiana I was going to get a tattoo in January.
Did that tattoo hurt in that spot?
Not really, no. I mean, it's done a little bit, but
I don't know. I'm interested, and I be getting interested. I'm like, oh, I could do a tattoo. I'm like, oh, well, never mind.
That's why? Listen, I told you I'm not like them. Because when I got in there, his sister, I was like, so Tiffany, what you getting? She's talking about, I don't know. We in here, and y'all still don't know.
So everybody definitely got a tattoo. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all by the same person? Mm-hmm. Or but damn.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, so he, like, he does every single one. Like, what if your tattoo takes 3 hours?
Right.
And he's like, well, most of the time you'd be going there getting, like, small stuff. So.
Yeah, who had the biggest one?
Ron.
What did he get?
A cover-up. Yeah, like, some kind of tribal print.
Came here for big business, sir. Yeah. We came here for the.
He was last, and he obviously took the longest, so.
Anybody was in, like, pain? Ron. I'm like, it had to be somebody, like,
because our tattoos were so little. I mean, got something on his hand. and then one on his chest. They were quick. I got this one next, and then
how long did that take?
Like 15 minutes, not even. I don't even
was know. It like 15 agonizing minutes?
No, it, I mean, he was talking to me. I was when he was done. I was like, "Oh, you're finished?" Because it was nothing, honestly, nothing at all. Probably the least painful one. So I was next, and the T got something on her hand and her finger. Those were quick because they were like line tattoos. She was the fastest, I'm sure. And then Ron was last, and he got like a whole situation. So the appointment was at 5. We didn't leave there till 8:45.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. Assuming, like, everybody got something. That's crazy. Yeah. It was like a group rate. And we found discount Groupon.
But I found out on every Friday the 13th, they do $20 tattoos.
Every Friday the 13th, though.
Yeah, the next one is in November.
You want to get a tattoo?
I was thinking about it, but he was saying that, like, because they have, already. Like, pre drawn out things. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. I want to get a $20 tattoo. But he was like, it would be hundreds of people here. And everybody in the shop is not even doing it this time around. Only one guy is doing it.
Oh, that's one of those things.
Yeah. And apparently it's popular, so.
Clearly.
Am I driving to the beach for that? I don't know.
To sit and wait for one guy.
Hours and hours.
Maybe put a heart on my ankle or something. Right.
Tattoo's not that serious.
I wonder what do they gain from that? Is it just exposure? Is it a quick buck? Is that
$20? Probably a little bit of all of that. Fun, maybe.
Assuming they not like, because clearly not, there can't be no huge ass tattoos. Right. So if you're just doing little hearts and stars on motherfuckers.
Right. Interesting to see.
It's a quick little book. I don't know how much like product stuff. I've been thinking about stuff like that now. Like, I'm doing, you know, if you're trying to do a special
promotion,
like how much, like what am I going to really gain from it? Right. Or like what inventory am I going to lose from this? Because that's ink. Y'all got to use business. Supplies. Is there going to, am I going to really turn a profit from this?
It is. Now that I think about it, I want to go get a finger because T got a finger tattoo.
You said something about lines. What do you mean?
She got like, it was like a little symbol, but it was just lines. It wasn't like anything too, you know, drawn out or anything too detailed. It was just like a little simple line symbol or whatever.
Let me go with you when you go so I can watch.
Because I really want to get a tattoo on my finger. I don't know what I'm going to get, but I want to get one.
I'm going to get a ring like J&B.
Right.
Would you do that if you were getting married? I don't know.
Get a finger tattoo?
Pretty much like of the ring or like the your person's initials or something?
Yeah, I would.
I don't know. I'm just talking.
What's worse? You think cover-ups or removals?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Because I hear a lot of people say removals.
I'd rather just cover it up.
Really?
Assuming it can be done, you know. Because I've seen nice cover-ups.
I have. But my thing is, it's like, I don't know what it is about covering it up to me that I'm just like, I don't know.
Remember Love & Hip Hop, Mimi and Stevie, I guess they had matching tattoos. Mm-hmm. She finally got hers covered up. It was like a big deal for her.
Oh, she did? She got a whole, I remember that. Mm-hmm. So wait.
So you feel like she felt like it's always there deep down or you think?
I think that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. But, I want this to be gone.
But when the removal leaves like some type of scar or some type of something.
No, I think if you get it done right, I think it'll be fine.
Interesting.
Because I've seen people's skin after tattoo removals, and it looks fine to me. I don't know, something about cover-ups.
Oh, Kim, you just throwing it under
it's
the rug.
Still there. Yeah, that's what it is. I want to get rid of things. I think that my mind wants to purge things, and covering things up feels like I'm not actually getting rid of it. I'm just, I don't know. I think that's what it is. Okay, the mental thing about it. Because when Janae Aiko got a big Sean tattoo back her arm, she didn't get that removed. She got that cover up with a gigantic tattoo. I was just like, why get Sean tattooed on his face? His, like, head.
I don't know what that was about. Same thing with that girl, what's her name? NBA Youngbug, one of his baby mamas, Jania. When she got his name, it said, you know, Kentrell on her face. I don't know if it's been removed or she's just using, you know, heavy makeup. But she got his name tattooed on her face. And he did the same. Don't get me wrong, but...
What?
Yeah, that was the thing. Faces? Young and dumb. She's still very young, but like literally Kentrell. I've been thinking about that all my life since I thought about tattoos, and now as an adult, I'm like, I think I would. Foolish of me, yes, but I would be open to it. Because I told you, I saw this one girl. She had somebody's name right here. It was like William or something, and I just liked the way it looked sitting right there. She had like a bathing suit, and it said it's just William. And when I asked her about it, she's like, yeah, somebody did foolish, you know. But I just like the look of the tattoo.
Okay, so if you can't say anybody else's. Can't say Monique.
I tell you, I already have someone's name on me. So it's like, it's clearly not something I'm opposed
to. Right. Do I have anybody's name? No, I don't have anybody's name. I do have symbols to people, though.
Nobody's nice. Name. Like a little insider.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love.
Like if
I
ours is a mint, like you get mint leaves or something like that. That'd be crazy.
We're meant to be. You remember that card I sent you?
I love insiders. So I was going to talk about Catfish. Remember how big that like the show was when it came out?
You should
never
call me a fat ass Kelly Price.
And I think it still happens to this day. So, of course, I hit
somebody. Oh, I thought you meant the show. The practice or the show?
I thought both.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Pretty much both, right? Yeah.
Still well, obviously, Catfish. The show still goes on. But
people make fake cages every day.
I wonder how people are still getting catfished. I got catfished so bad back in my day.
No, for real?
Oh, my God, it was bad. And you know the worst part? My friend did it to me.
You raggedy bitch. Whatever you are. As like a joke? Like, okay. What is this about? Don't do this
to me. It wasn't even a joke. Like, she really kept it going. And it took me a while to realize, like, oh, these people are all fake. Because she made a web of people. Not just one person. She made multiple, pages and multiple personalities.
Bitch, you got time to meet. Who's this person?
Somebody I met in middle school. But I was going to say, what was I going to say? I don't know. I interrupted you, though. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, on, you know, Instagram, a lot of pages come, you know, come and go. People follow you and things like that. This one person followed me, and, you know, it looked like somebody familiar. Mm-hmm. I was like, you kind of look familiar. So, you know, I added you back. And then after a while, you know, you like a couple pictures. You watch my story. So, you seem to be a real-ish person, but mm-hmm. you didn't have a lot of activity going on your page.
All right.
So, I can either assume you're someone who you're not really into social media, or maybe this is a brand-new page for you. Like, you can assume a lot. Mm-hmm. I, for one, jump straight off the gate of, this is catfish. This must be a fake page. And then, of course, like I said, you like my pictures and stuff. So, I wrote the guy, and I was like, hey, just to kind of see if somebody would respond. You know, he responded. We had a nice little conversation in the inbox, and then it kind of turned into... You know, you want to go out. And I'm like, oh, Scott, this person's asking me out.
That should let you know it's not a catfish.
I would hope not. So in my mind, I said, like, what if you catfish? I get here and it's be some weirdo sitting here at the bar waiting for me. It's like, wait a minute.
Scary.
That's scary.
Scary business.
So, of course, we exchanged numbers through Instagram. And now we're texting a lot. Blah, blah, blah. Still haven't talked on the phone. No FaceTime, no nothing. It could still very well be catfish. Mm-hmm. Could be talking to a woman. Could be talking to some weirdo all in China. You never know. Then, of course, the time of the date comes. And then, like, the whole time we text, I'm like, please don't be catfish. Like, I don't think I can handle it. Like, are you catfish?
Catfish could also mean, like, you just don't look as cute as you do in this picture.
Oh, I wonder what he was thinking, what I meant when I said catfish. So I meant you could be a fake person.
Okay.
Because everything that had been going on my end of social media, uh-huh. I could assume anybody just writing me just That's to fuck true. With me or whatever.
That's true.
So I was kind of like, please don't be catfish.
But going out, catfish just never want to go out. They never want
to
go
True
out.
That. Because you offered to you meet me somewhere. Me, right.
Off the bat. So that's why I would think, okay, it's not a catfish. But, like I said, catfish could also mean you're not as cute as photo.
Or you really just wanted to see me in person. You had to fake like you was somebody else just so you could actually get to see me or catch me out slipping somewhere. You got to be... It's crazy.
You're right.
Somebody could just be doing that just to catch me slipping
Waiting
somewhere.
Waiting in the bushes for you.
Exactly. So I get there, you know, he's right... I was like, yeah, I park right here in the front. Da-da-da-da. He's like, okay, I'm walking up now. So I saw someone looking like, you know, the guy that I've been talking mm-hmm. to. I'm like, okay, that's him. He's a real person, you know. But I get out of the car and we like reach to hug each other. And I'm like, I'm so glad you're not catfish. And it was so... And the reason why I whispered it, because it was people clearly outside the place waiting to go in. I didn't want to just walk up to this man like, oh my God, he's not catfish, you guys. He's a real person. So, like, we're hugging. I'm like, I'm so glad you're not catfish. Yeah. And we just laughing about it. He's like, I told you. Like, I'm not a real person.
He's talking about, I'm so glad you're not catfish. Look at you hugging and whispering it.
I'm like, I had to tell you, I'm so glad you're not catfish. Let's go inside now. And we just had a good time, and I can appreciate a good time from anybody showing you a good time. Woo, I appreciate you, sir. So if you're listening, I just, you know,
funny to me.
Kim got a laugh out of it. I'm sure anybody listening would get a laugh out of it.
Cause damn, I know it hurts to be catfish.
Just imagine walking up there, or to get stood up. Anything could have happened. Yeah. Like, you just never know.
Especially with a blind date. What's a blind date?
Would that be considered a blind date?
I don't think so.
So what is considered a blind date? Somebody, when like, you hook me up with somebody, like, Monique, my friend John's going to meet you at the ice cream shop at 5 o'clock, and I pull up there, yeah. I don't know who John is. Yeah. Hey, are you John? Are you Mo? Like, that would be weird. Would you do that? A blind
date? No, I would never.
If you set it up, I would go. Don't get me wrong. Like, if somebody I know set it up, like, no, Trace, like, well, Monique, this guy asked about you. You should go meet him up here, such and such. I set it up already. I would go because it's my aunt. Or if my friend did it, you know?
I would never want to watch. If
if your
me,
friend
like,
did it, because I wouldn't set you up with nobody crazy or stupid or, you know, nothing like that.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's why I'm saying to somebody I knew set it up.
Okay, that's fair.
Because clearly y'all done background checked
this
person.
But you be, nah, if it's just for me, if it's like you meet this one singular person and, oh, I think this person would be really good for Kim, let me send him in her direction. Not, Kim, I met this guy and he has a friend. I think you really hit it off with him. No. No, because at that point, you're just trying to serve yourself. You're just trying to make a little match.
You know how I feel about double dating.
Yeah, and I don't have time for that. If you're just
trying to, Kim, got a friend, and a friend trying to come, and let's just all just go together.
No.
I want to double date so bad. Why? I just like group things.
I really like corny ass shit.
I want to match with my friends.
And
I
want to go on double dates.
I really do.
We did talk about going to Topgolf.
That'd be so nice.
It would be, because, you know, that's a cute little double date situation.
I really just want to go on top of that as well.
Same.
Let's set that up. We should go.
Samesies.
Yeah, I want to go.
Oh, you got to go to Tracy's house after this.
Why? What you got in mind?
I'm hungry.
What do you want to eat?
I don't know.
It's got a little piece of hash brown in that bag over there.
Girl, I got all that cold hash brown. But thanks, Mom. So you offered to me.
I told Kim I wanted a gun. Do you want a gun, though? Like, have you considered getting a gun?
Not really, no. I'm not. I don't even know how I feel about it.
I just want it so I can just pull it out at random times to be funny.
Madam.
Probably go end up in jail. Why?
No.
I ain't got no type of concealers, light, none of that. Just want a gun. Just say, I got a gun. Pull it out. Like, Kim, calling Kim randomly for no reason. She turn around. She see me talking about pew, pew. Or pose like I'm Charlie's Angels or some shit. I play too much. That's why I don't have a gun. But I do want one. Just to play. I just want to play. So hopefully I get a gun real soon just so I can play. That's all I really want for. I don't want to hurt nobody. It's me talking about, I don't want to hurt nobody. I just want to play. So I can take pictures of my purse and be like, yep, I'll keep that thing on me. It's like, I just want to say stuff like that.
I just want to be cool. Listen.
Do y'all have a gun? We're going to do a poll. Like, do y'all have a gun? If I do get a gun, I want to have a license to actually carry it. Like, I want to be able to take it every fucking where. Clearly, I want to just be low-key with my gun, going to jail for no reason.
Because, listen, I don't need to hear you getting arrested.
Girl, I'll be in that jail. I can't go to jail.
I can't go to jail.
I literally cannot go to jail. I'll be sick.
If they pull you up for speeding, and then they see weaponry in your car.
Don't they ask you sometimes?
Step out of the vehicle.
What makes them ask you? Do they ask you because that's just part of protocol? I'm trying to think, what leads them to ask, are there any weapons in this car? I guess they pulled you over. Let's say maybe you had a warrant or something. I don't know.
If you're black.
Let me try to figure this out.
No idea.
We got pulled over on the way back from Orlando.
Oh, y'all did?
Yes. Yeah, it was like a little warning. My mama allegedly was speeding, I guess.
Oh.
Something like that. You know, we in this big-ass minivan. Like, sir, leave us alone. Like, what the fuck we gonna really get? Anyway, but it wasn't like, I wonder what would have led him to be like, are there any weapons in this car? It's like, no, we're good people. Not good people, but we're good citizens because...
Or vanilla is hell because I don't have any weapons in this car, sir. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. If I get a gun and like they ask me, I'm like, I have to be like, well, should I do have a gun? But now I don't got no real license to like carry the shit, so now I'm going to jail.
You kind of don't have to say that.
I guess you don't. Because again, why are you asking me? Like,
you can't search this car. You're not going to search my car,
so. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What do they be, how do they be asking people that?
Who knows?
What do they ask that? Interesting. You gotta look up these.
You don't need no gun, that's the point.
I won't. I'm just going to play with it.
No, that's the whole. Don't play with it.
Pew, pew, pew.
Madam.
Pew, pew, pew. I just want
to be supposed to be playing with it. That's the whole point.
Woo.
I hate you so bad.
It's definitely not going to stay in my closet in a little lockbox or nothing. It's going to be in a safe.
Somebody said it like, oh, if you keep the gun in your safe and you use it for protection, if a robber comes in, you're going to run to your safe and crack the code real quick.
Let me tell you, one of my cousins, we out and about or whatever. Every 5 seconds or so, I'm being exaggerated, of course. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, I look good. Like, my outfit all right? I'm like, girl, you look good. Not thinking nothing of it. By the end of the night, I realized she had this whole, like, holster situation thing up under her clothes. So she was pretty much asking me, like, can I see the gun? And I was just like, girl, your outfit cute. You look cute. I'm talking to her like that. Not knowing she asking me, like, bitch, check me out. Like, can you see my gun? Like, I'm like, bitch. I don't know. I'd have been looking at that. You know what I mean? I've been really looking, but no, bitch. I'm always talking about, yeah, I love your outfit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Me trying to do the rest of my friends don't know what the fuck is going on. I am the last person.
Molly,
she's the last person. No, she should have fucking asked. Why are you asking me? Girl. Y'all knew better. She knew better. So, Kim, I ever ask you, Kim, I look all right? How I look? Just know I'm talking about my gun a lot. I'm not talking about if I look cute. I'm talking about, can you see this motherfucking gun? What is wrong with me? Oh, and it's me carrying on. Like, girl, you look good. Yeah, I like that. whole time.
Oh, shit.
That's not what the fuck she meant. We get back to the car and she like lifted up her shirt. I'm like, bitch, she had a whole situation up under her situation. And I'm just like, whoa. Oh my God. I'm funny. I just want me a gun, y'all. Bottom line. And I'm having it in my purse. And Kim, me and Kim will be at Burrito Gallery. I'm going to be like, no, Kim, what she said? I'm reaching my bag. Kim will like, Monique, please don't bring that gun with us no more. I'm gonna come to Kim's house and be what a call unloading the clip for no fucking reason. I just wanna do shit like that.
Money, please.
I can be that friend now. And I can't wait.
I am so.
I'm gonna be walking to Kim's house. I'll show you a whole bunch of clicking. It's like, bitch, why are you doing that? Because when it happens around me, I'm like, why are you doing that? Like.
Hell, that was so funny. Y'all see what I gotta deal with?
Watch Kim gonna get one too.
We're this girl is sisters. Crazy. He told me I just want to play with
it. I just want to play and be cool. I keep that thing on me. I can't wait to say that. I keep that thing
you
on
say,
me.
I keep that MS thing.
Keep that motherfucking thing on me. Ain't nobody gonna play with us, Kim.
Oh my God.
Everybody don't need a gun, and I'm one of those people.
You definitely
want and not because people. I feel like I'm gonna go off the deep end and just want to shoot everybody that pissed me off. I know I play too fucking much.
$15.
Look at us making money.
We've been doing this podcast for a year.
How many views did the last podcast? 80
something.
Okay.
That's, I think, the most in a minute.
That's cool. Because people were looking for tea.
Very much. 85.
You know, sex sells and so does Miss. So,
we ain't have a shock because you already gave all the tea that was to be had.
Exactly. I don't know what else they thought.
There was nothing else to be had. I told you they was going to be annoyed as hell listening to me talk about my birthday. Girl, we don't give a fuck.
It was called birthday bullshit, so I mean, I think, whatever. People don't care.
We don't care.
But like I said, we got to sell it, you know.
I was shocked when I went on there and saw it. I was like, oh. I mean, I don't know why, because I knew.
It's been some of the episodes y'all been waiting for. Like, as if we was just on here spilling all the extra tea.
There's nothing left to be said.
And you fell for it.
Right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
That actually came at the perfect time, because this is about over.
Sorry about our random rambling.
lots of rambling.
I'm going to get a gun. Y'all going to see a post. Post coming soon.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I don't. I'm good. That I was made the someone laugh today.
Yes, that was the laugh I truly needed. What are my final thoughts? I always say eat your veggies, but you still should be eating your veggies.
Okay.
I ain't gonna tell you. I was rubbing my eye last night. I was gonna call you. I was so in distress. I was rubbing my eye last night, and I lost my contact.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what happened to my shit? And I was looking on the floor, looking on the couch. Monique, the contact was in my eye.
Yeah. Hate it.
Here. Why didn't you
at this point, I don't even look down anymore, like, because I always know, like, it's going to slide somewhere up in there. Yeah.
You should have told me.
Sounds like time. Now you know. Okay. Now you know.
Yeah. My final thought is don't rub your eye when you have a contact lens in it.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Even Exchange. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is HeyPrettyLady_. And that's all, folks. Are you going to do that poll for real, or are you just making shit up?
I'm doing the poll.
What was it again?
What is it? Do y'all have a gun?
Do y'all have a gun?
What was I going to ask? No, I guess that was the question, right? No, what was that my question?
Well, you'll find out. Go check our Instagram.